All right, y'all know what time it is. Y'all might as well get with it.
My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I am here joined with my beautiful and wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We bring you greetings. We thank God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that the joy of the Lord is still your strength on today. So many in our day are going through so much, but God is so able to do amen, more than exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Well, get ready. We're going to have a good time today, a good time together. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. And God is going to bless this broadcast. I believe he's going to minister to us today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. He is an awesome God, and we love him because of who he is. Hallelujah. There is a scripture that's in my spirit that I want to talk from today, and we're just going to, like we normally do, allow the Spirit of God to lead us. The Bible says, those who, as many are as led by the Spirit, are the sons and the daughters of God. I hope that it is the Spirit of God leading your life on today. I once leaned to my own understanding, and I did not acknowledge God in all of my ways, and he did not direct my path in my younger life. And I made many mistakes that I had many regrets over. But now that I try to hearken into the Holy Spirit, I try to listen to that still small voice, I try to yield to that inner being that's on the inside of every believer. And I see that my life has been so drastically changed for the better. Now, it's not perfect. I still go through like the next person. I'm still dealing with financial situations like the next person. I still have some things that I'm dealing with my family and with myself. And we still all have challenges. But when you're walking through, glory be to God, the valley with Jesus, when God is with you, when you know that you are accompanied by the Holy Spirit that is in you, upon you, and with you, it makes life all the more better. So as I read this scripture, we're going to get into something that I want to open the show with today about believing and receiving. Believing and receiving. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus is with his disciples, and listen to what he says, Mark 10:27. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. He did not mix words. He said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left everything to follow you. I tell you the truth. Jesus was always about the truth. Jesus replied, no man who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them, persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many, please hear the Holy Ghost, but many who are first will be the last, and the last first. It says, many who are first will be last, and the last first. I just want to start with that last verse, that I don't know where you are in life today. Sometimes we see ourselves lagging behind. We see ourselves possibly at the bottom, at our lowest point in life. Some of us are going through a hard, challenging time in our lives. Some of us have missed the mark and have made mistakes. And we see the failures that we have gone through and that we have endured. But I'm here to tell you, during this verse, Jesus reminded his disciples, and he's reminding you and I, that with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. He can take you from the last and make you the first. He can take you from the bottom and put you at the top. He can take you, glory be to God, from the ground and put you on the mountaintop. He can take you from the lowly place in life and put you in a place of prominence. He can take you from poverty to wealth, from sickness to health. God can do anything but fail. So you and I must always go to God. I know I'm not the only one during this season, during this time of the believer and the Christian who gets discouraged, who gets frustrated, who gets at their wit's end, who even have thoughts of wanting to quit, wanting to throw in the towel, wanting to back up from the promises of God. I know I'm not the only one that sometimes entertain those thoughts, but I take them captive, and I pray that you're taking them captive. But when those thoughts come to you, and possibly they will, at your most vulnerable point, the enemy's going to come at you at your lowest point. He's going to attack you when you're vulnerable, when you're going through the storms, when you're feeling left alone, when you're feeling abandoned, and you're feeling depressed. The enemy's going to try to come in like a flood when you're not feeling strong spiritually, when your faith is a little weakened, when things are not going according to your plans. That's when the devil's really going to try to torment your mind. But we are here on this program today to remind you that with God, all things are possible. Glory be to God. He can restore that marriage. He can get your children lined up with the will of God. He can heal that body from every pain, every sickness, every disease, every affliction. God can turn the crooked places straight. He is God and God all by himself. He can take an eviction notice and give you a place of your own. Yeah. God can take a boss hand to you a pink slip and give you a job on Monday morning. He's God all by himself. He can empty out a church and he can fill a church up. Who am I talking to today? He's God all by himself. And aside him, there is no other. Peter said, we have left everything. Have you been there, done that? My wife and I are two sold-out people for Jesus. I don't know what the end is going to be, but he knows. I don't know how he's going to do what he said he's going to do, but he knows. I don't know even when he's going to do it, but I believe that God is going to do it for me and my wife, the church family, and my family. And those of you who tune into this broadcast on a weekly basis, I believe that God is going to do the impossible for you as well. Receive the word of the Lord. It said that Jesus responded, if you've abandoned this world for me, I'm going to bless you, not just in the life to come, eternal life, and heaven is promised to you and I. There's not going to be any more tears. There's not going to be any more pain. There's not going to be any more problems, no more worry. There's going to be peace with us and God, and it's going to be totally, totally all good. Heaven is a place that has your name on it. It's the final destination for every believer. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And he says, where I am going, I'll come back to bring you where I am. So eternal life is promised to you and I. But I love the text that I just read because Jesus said, you can have heaven on earth. Woo! Glory be to God. I pray you hear this and I pray that you receive it. I'm talking about believing and receiving today. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is part of the Lord's Prayer for a reason. We have to open up our mouths and not speak what we see, but speak what he said. Don't allow negativity to come out of your mouth. You got to watch your words. When things are going wrong, when it looks like nothing's working, when it looks like everybody's coming against you and everybody is abandoning you, you still must watch what you say. I went to work today and there's some things that tried to trouble me in some ways. And I gave it to God. You got to give it to God. You got to hand it over to Jesus. Whatever your problem is, whatever your dilemma is, whatever your trouble is, give it to God. He says, I tell you the truth, when you leave this stuff and come after me, I'm going to bless you. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse says, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and it says everything else will be added on to you. We got to go after God like never before. It is not time to get weak in faith. It is not time to stop going to church. It is not time to stop praying. It is time to start praying more. It's time to start going to church even all the more. It's time to open up your Bibles even more often. It's not time to back up from the things of God. But it's time to believe God. It's time to believe God. It's time to believe God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I pray that as we go before the Lord on today, I pray that your heart get encouraged. I'm speaking from personal experience on today. There are sometimes things that people don't know what goes on in the life of people. We see so many people in the body of Christ, and we say they're so strong in faith. We say they're so successful in the things of God. We think that they got it all together. But guess what? They've learned how to master their thoughts. They've learned how to take the negative situations that's going on in their lives and not bringing them to the forefront. They've learned how to handle stressful situations. They've learned how to handle conflict. They've learned and mastered how to give things over to God, things that are out of their control. Jesus said, with man, it is impossible. I have a tendency to go to man. You have a tendency to go to man. When we're sick, we go to the doctor in the hospital. When we're in financial trouble, we go to the bank and those who think they can help us. We get another job and we get a third job and we try to make more money. And God is saying sometimes that might be the answer. That might be a temporary fix, but I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your God. I'm your source. That's why you see so many wealthy people who can hit rock bottom, go down to zero, and somehow get wealth back into their hands. And some of us who have God, have not allowed God to change the way we think. I'm preaching to myself because sometimes doubt comes into my mind. Sometimes I get double-minded. Sometimes I stop believing God. Sometimes I say to myself, well, God, do people want success? Do they want you? Do people want their marriages to work? Do people want a better life? Sometimes I have these conversations with God because what I see as a pastor, what I see sometimes as a man of God in my vocation, I'm here to tell you that God is available for all of us. As my wife continues, I'm here to tell you, when you believe, you will receive.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. God bless you. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. We praise God for all of you. Amen. Thank God for you tuning in on today. Sorry for the late start. My God, it's been some morning already. God is just so good. Even as Pastor was starting out, I was actually sending some text messages over to someone who just kind of like got off on the wrong foot with us on today, you know. But God is good. You know, that's a good word, Pastor Anthony, that you were speaking, that, you know, no matter what we're going through, we have to continue to trust God and not allow our circumstances to, you know, just take us out of the spirit, You know, the Bible says if we walk in the spirit, then we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And it's so easy if you find yourself tired, if you find yourself up against the wall, if you find yourself on the edge, if you're going through frustrating situations, if you tried everything, it seems like nothing is working. it can be easy to get out of the spirit and to get into the flesh. It can be easy to look at situations and circumstances and say, you know what? You know, forget this. You know, this is not working. Like Pastor Emily was just saying, you know, I'm looking at the world and it seems like nobody's changing. It seems like those people that I help, they want to bite their hand off that's trying to assist them.
Come on.
You know, it seems like people walk away from you after they get themselves together. Yes. Like people turn away from you after you've given them everything, you know, and it just gets to a point where you get to that human place, you know, where you say, you know what, God, I'm a human. But, you know, even when you get there, remember that God lives on the inside of you. Even when you get to that place of frustration, when you get to that human place, where you feel like, you know what, I'm just a woman, I'm just a man, I'm human, then remember who lives on the inside of you. Remember who you are. Remember that you're a child of the Most High God. Remember that you're a woman of God. Remember that you are a man of God. Remember that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Remember that greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that is in this world. Remember that God is in control, that God is provident. God is provident. You know, God knew that you were going to be walking through what you're walking through today before you even what were born. He knew the beginning from the end and the ending from the beginning. David, the psalmist, says that all of your days were written in the book before you lived one day. So, you know, I just want to pray. I want to pray for those of you who might be going through right now. Father God, we praise your holy name.
Yes.
Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are.
Yes.
Father God, we worship you today. You alone are worthy, God, and we just thank you for this opportunity to come here, Father God, for this hour and a half, Father God, to be able to be in your midst, to be in the midst of other believers, to be in divine fellowship. And God, we just ask, Father God, that you will have your way, that you will let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done. God, we give ourselves away to you, God. I lift up every person, Father God, right now, Father God, who's struggling. I lift up every person who's going through a hard time. We, Father God, touch and agree. And we, Father God, pray strength to them. We pray, Father God, encouragement to them, God. We pray healing over their lives, God, that by your stripes they are healed. And Father God, we pray, Father God, that your joy will, Father God, overtake them, that you would give them laughter for weeping, Father God, that you would give them joy for mourning, that you would give them beauty for ashes, oh God. You said in your word, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you will restore the joy unto those, Father God, who are finding that life is hard and that they're having a hard time right now. Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you will bless all of us on today. So many have their back of it against the wall. So many, Father God, are in that hard place. So many, Father God, are having and facing stressful situations. So many are believing you for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough, for victory. And God, right now, we ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every person under the sound of our voices, Father God. And Father God, touch us, your woman servant, your man servant, Father God. Father God, continue, Father God, even when the darts and the attacks are coming, continue, Father God, to allow us, Father God, to have the right mindset and the right heart set. Let the meditations of our heart, meditations of our mind, Father God, let the words of our mouths, Father God, meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O God. Hallelujah. Let there be no contamination, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that no weapon formed against your people can prosper and that we are all more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Bless Ray as he recovers from his surgery, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for divine healing, Father God, in the area of his legs, Father God. Even, Father God, the one that was not operated on. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for blessing their marriage. Bless his wife, Kathy, God, as she cares for him and she nourishes him back to health, Father God. We, Father God, plead the blood of Jesus over that marriage, God. Hallelujah. Lord, that even at this time, we're bringing them closer together, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for perfect peace, Father God. And we, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for allowing that man and that woman, Father God, that husband and that wife, Father God, to be together and to cleave together, even during difficult times, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for total healing, total restoration, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in the lives of those who are simple here on this prayer, on this call today, and every listener who's going through, Father God, we just speak rhema blessings over their lives right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless all who are looking towards heaven for help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy of the praise. Amen. Sometimes you just got to stop and pray. Sometimes you just have to stop and pray. Pastor Emily and I were dealing with a situation on today, and time got away. I mean, I got a bug bite this week on my leg, and the mosquito bit me, and Pastor Emily said, must have bit somebody else before it bit you. But what happened was it started swelling up, and every time I put my foot down, it hurt me to stand on my right foot, on my right leg, and from a mosquito that bit me on my shin. And I'm like, what is this? I've never had this type of reaction to a bug bite, but I realized it must have been an allergic reaction. But I'm fine, you know, by the stripes of Christ, I am healed. And just so much going on, but God is good. God is good. I got a traffic ticket in the mail today for $140. $140 for a day that I don't even remember being in Woodbridge. And from the pictures, it looked like I was in the right. But, you know, even to be able to fight the ticket out, Pastor Anthony would have to take a time off the court because it was his car. Both cars are in his name. It was my car, but it's in his name, and we would have had to take time off to actually go and pay the ticket. Y'all, I'm telling you, $140, that's not a drop in the hat, you know. And then, you know, just so much. People mad at you, you know, when you're a pastor, it's a trip because people get mad at you when they find themselves in a hard situation and you're not helping them the way that they want to be helped. You know, and that's why Pastor Anthony started off the way that he did, saying, you know what, you have to look to God. When you have a situation, man can't help you, you know. And let me tell you something about pastors. Our job is to nurture the people of God spiritually, not to take care of people financially. I mean, people just have the wrong concept. Yes, the church is supposed to come together and help each other. But if the church does not do that, you cannot get mad at the pastor. The pastor's not supposed to pay your bills. And, you know, we just have to get to that point where we have a realization of what the job of the pastor is. So we are, you know, trusting God. Everybody, how many of y'all have bills to pay? You know, everybody has bills to pay. You know, we're in the time of it's tight in the economy, but we know that there's no recession. Pastor said they say it's a recession, but we know there's no recession in the kingdom of God, you know, and God always shows up. Let me tell you something. God always shows up. Now, we have a mortgage. We have a mortgage. We have kids. You know, Pastor works full-time outside of the house at FedEx. I work full-time in the ministry. And for most of you know that we're a growing ministry, you know, so it's not like we're taking a big salary from New Creation Christian Ministry. As a matter of fact, we receive love offerings. We don't even take a salary. You know, we sacrifice for the work of the kingdom. We sacrifice for the work of the kingdom. And let me tell you something. There have been times when the people that we have to pay our bills to had to wait for their money. You know, we don't say we don't have it. We say we don't have it yet, but it's coming. We don't have it in our hands. But let me tell you something. God always, listen, I want you to listen closely. Say, why is Pastor Rebecca telling me all of her business? Because I need you to know that pastors are human too, that Pastor Anthony and I, we keep this great disposition. You want to call it a positive attitude, but it's faith. It's called faith. We walk out this faith on a daily basis, and there have been times when our mortgage company has had to wait for the money. There have been times when the public service has had to wait for the money for the gas and the electric. There have been times when we were believing God up to the minute when a bill was due. But let me tell you this, God has never failed. He always comes through. So if you're waiting for God to do anything in your life, don't get impatient with God. Don't get mad at people because they won't give you money. God will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord our provider. God always comes through. Now, our mortgage is paid up to debt, up to date. All of our bills, I don't have a need. All of our bills are paid. But I'm telling you, there have been times when we have had to believe God for the money, and it's been this year. But what have you heard week after week after week? I will praise the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. And that's all you're going to hear from us. We're going to continue to praise God. We're going to continue to encourage you in the things of God. We're going to continue to encourage you to believe God, to trust God, to do the word. Listen, do the word. Put the word of God into action in your life. Obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Like Pastor Anthony said, don't stop going to church. Don't stop reading your Bible. Don't stop praying. When you're in the middle of a tight situation, that's time to increase those actions. It's time, faith without works is dead. It's time to increase the time that you go to church. You should be in the church every time the doors open, especially if you can. And if you can't, be under the word of God. Turn on the word. Listen to somebody who's going to encourage you in the faith. Make sure that you are praying. Make sure that you are walking in love. Make sure that you are believing God. Make sure that you are trusting God, and watch God move on your behalf.
To God be all the glory. Pastor, that's so powerful. You know, as you were talking, something I want you to pick up on coming from this last verse, it says, but many who are first will be last. And the last first. And there's four words that start with the letter C that you talked about on Wednesday. I want you to kind of go over that, thou shalt not, that you shared with us on Wednesday. Because sometimes we see people, Pastor, who we perceive as being successful. We don't really know all the details.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, when you are going through and it looks like somebody else is being blessed with what you need, sometimes your heart might get hardened.
Yeah.
You know you want certain things to happen. Sometimes you got the same prophetic word. You're in the same prophetic meeting. The prophet said in 3 weeks, in 3 months, in this amount of time, you are coming out, and you see your sister, your brother coming out, and you're still in. Come on.
Yeah.
We got to just tell the truth and shame the devil. And if you're not careful sometimes, your heart will sometimes get a little envious, a little jealous, and we have to be careful and always walk in love. We have to be careful, and as you said, not get mad at God and not get mad at people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're mad at people who you think are in a position to help you that won't help you.
Right.
You're trying to say, they just refuse to help me. They got all this money, and they refuse to give me a dime of it. And sometimes your mindset, your perception of the person that you think can help you is not necessarily what you think it is. And we got to understand, as you said, there is a position at the church, and there are sometimes benevolence. Sometimes there are needs that the church will help with. But for the most part, you got to go to God. I'm so glad we're making this thing real today, that we have bills. We have a marriage. We have children and grandchildren. We have needs and necessities just like the next person. But we watch our words at all times.
Yeah.
We fight the negativity that tries to come to us. We come against all the wiles and weapons of the enemy that tries to take us out. And that's why you're tuned in today. Because if you are married, you understand the world with which we're living in, sometimes marriage is not honored. Marriage is not honored by sometimes this world. So you know you and your husband, you and your wife got to stick up for that marriage. If you're a single parent, sometimes you don't have help. You need to raise those children on your own. You really need to trust God. Sometimes, as your pastor said, we're pastors. We have a church. We have other responsibilities other than our household needs. We have now the responsibility of God's church. And that church has a lease. It has needs. It has financial needs. It has spiritual needs. And we have to be there and be good stewards of that. So God will never put on you more than what you can bear. But I told the people on Wednesday night, God will give you a measure of faith to take you to the next level, because you're going to need even a greater faith when he elevates you. So whatever you're going through right now, I'm here to remind you that this too shall pass.
Wow, amen. God will give you an even greater measure of faith. So each man has been given a measure of faith. And when we go through trials and persecutions, when we go through things in life, we have to realize that God has already given us the faith, a measure of faith. So if we just begin to build on that faith, if we begin to sow into that with the word of God, you know, the word of God is just so powerful. If we keep that word in our heart, David said, your word have I planted in my heart so that I might not sin against you. You know, sometimes we look at scripture and we just quote the scripture, but we really need to internalize the word of God and let that word become active in our lives. We have to live out the word, you know, and Pastor Emily said, you know, he's glad we're keeping it real. You know, there's no other way to do it. You know, when we come to this broadcast on Saturday, we're coming in the middle of our day, 1 o'clock on a Saturday, and we're coming in the middle of our lives. In other words, real life is taking place in the Simmons household. Our studio is in our home, amen. So we're coming right in the middle of our own home, in the middle of our own lives, in the middle of our own marriage, in the middle of our own stuff that's going on with us, and we're coming to the airways. But God does not want insincerity. So we try to keep it as real as we possibly can. And we want to allow our experiences to be life lessons for our listeners so that you can know that we're not just up here giving you a motivational speech. You know, we're not motivational speakers. And we're not motivational speakers, and we're not preachers who are just book preachers. We are practical preachers. We live this thing, amen. We're practical, prophetic preachers. We live what we preach. We live what we teach. We live what we exhort. We live this thing every single day. Do you know how much we have to put our own flesh under subjection? I refuse to be a hypocrite. You know, I refuse to be a hypocrite. When I met Pastor Anthony in that bar, I told him, and when he invited me to come to church, that there was nothing in the church but a bunch of hypocrites, and that I wasn't going to hell from the church pew. I told him if I was going to hell, I was going from the bar stool and not the church pew. Amen. But I thank God that he was persistent and got me to go to church, and that I got to know Jesus for myself. So I talked about that on Wednesday when I said God's going to make it happen for you. And if you missed Wednesday's words, you can go back and listen to the archive when I preach God's going to make it happen for you. And I came from the book of Acts where Paul, God sent Cornelius to find Peter, you know, because he had heard Cornelius's prayers and he had seen the alms that Cornelius offered up. And God also had been speaking to me, even from that text, that he is no respecter of persons.
Wow.
And that's what you have to know on today. If you see somebody that's blessed, you don't have to be, Pastor Anthony said, you're next. You don't have to be jealous, because God is no respecter of persons. If you see someone who has a successful life and a successful marriage, a successful ministry, whose children are well-balanced, that can be you too. You do not have to be envious of what God is doing in the life of somebody else, because if he made it happen for that person, he can and he will make it happen for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Your faith will move the hand of God. Your faith will move the hand of God. And how do we show God our faith? There were four things that he told me, and I'm not going to go over them thoroughly, but just real quickly, I'm going to give you the words. How do we show God our faith? We show God our faith by doing four thou shalt not. The first thou shalt not is thou shalt not covet. You should not covet. Do not be so overwhelmingly desirous of what somebody else has. You know, don't look at that person and say, you know what, I want that. I want her husband. I want her house. I want her looks. You know, I want his wife. You know, don't covet what belongs to someone else. And the second one is thou shalt not complain. You know, don't open your mouth to complain to God or people about your circumstances or your situation. Trust God that he's going to do it for you. God's going to bring you out of that situation. He's going to bring you over that hurdle. God will heal your body. God will bless your finances. What God has done for someone else, if he's done it for somebody else, then you can trust and be assured of the fact that he will do it for you. Thou shalt not compare. Don't compare yourself with somebody else. God made you uniquely you. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't have any notes or anything. So I didn't say it exactly the same way on Wednesday. Wednesday, the blessing is still there. You can go back and listen to the archives, but you shall not compare yourself to someone else. They might look like they have more. They might look more blessed. They might look like their life is going better than yours. But don't you know, baby, that the grass always looks greener on the other side. Don't judge a book by his cover. You never know what that person is going through. Look, just because that person looks blessed, that person might have a smile on their face, but they may be going through hell. How many people out there can testify that sometimes you have a smile on your face, but you are going through hell? If they only knew what you were facing in your marriage, if they only knew what the doctor's report said about you, if they only knew the pain that you have in your body, if they only knew how many bills you have on your counter, come on. If they only knew. But we're so quick to judge that person because they look blessed. And they are blessed, but they're going through. Amen. I'm blessed, but sometimes I go through. And then the final, thou shalt not compete. We need to stop competing against each other. You know, all of these things have a root, and that root is pride.
Jesus.
When you get caught up in pride, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Who do they think they're talking to? Let me tell you, I was dealing with something on by text while Pastor Emily started the show today, and something came on the speaker on the computer. And so I had my back to Pastor Anthony. He was trying to get my attention, and obviously he couldn't get my attention, so he started snapping his fingers. He started snapping at me, and he knows that I do not like that. I do not. I always tell him, don't be snapping at me. Don't be snapping your fingers at me. So I looked around, and I said, what? I don't know if anybody heard me. I don't know if you picked it up on the sound. And he said, there's a sound. There's some sound coming through the speaker. And I came over here with an attitude and clicked the speaker button to cut the speaker off on the computer. And in my mind, I'm like, this man doesn't even know how to mute the sound on the computer. And right away, God dealt with me like, You're a pride, daughter. You need to humble yourself. You know, that's flesh. Come on, who am I talking to out there? How quickly, that's why I prayed. Do you hear me? That's why I prayed before I began to try to minister to you. Come on. I had to deal with my own flesh. See, sometimes we want to be so quickly to help people with their problems, but we got to deal with our own flesh, and we got to be honest about that thing, because God cannot, there's no anointing in duplicity, a double-mindedness. There's no anointing and inauthenticity. If you're fake, if you're phony, if you're hypocritical, amen. You have to keep this thing real. Listen, when you think you've arrived, you're about to fall.
Jesus.
When you think that you have it all together, when you think you're holier than thou, when you think you can't make a mistake, when you think that you are perfect and you got to try to show people that you are perfect and that, you know, like, I got it all together. Who, me? And you're looking at other people, you're judgmental. That means you're judgmental, and you're in pride. And you need to humble yourself. Amen. So God began, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Ha! Anybody out there thank God for the Holy Ghost? You know, who do they think they are? How's he snapping his fingers at me? Who does he think he is? And my husband just got in from work on his sixth day of being out there at FedEx. I asked him how they went. He didn't tell me all of this stuff. He said, I'll talk to you after the show. Some things went on the job. And here I am because he snapped his finger at me because I had my back to him dealing with something else. And I, you know, but God. Somebody say, but God.
But God.
But God is able. Listen, humble yourself under God's hand. Humble yourself. And whatever the situation is that has brought you down, God will lift you up. It says, humble yourself under his mighty hand, and he will exalt you. And so often we look at that as God's going to exalt us into a position. We're going to get a title. People are going to know our name. Forget about all of that. I said, forget about all of that. Humble yourself. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and no matter how low you go, no matter how much the devil tries to get you discouraged, no matter how much depression tries to set in, when you humble yourself and put yourself under God's mighty hand, God will lift you up. My God, the enemy may come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him.
And Pastor, that's so powerful in our pursuit sometimes of the call of God that's on our lives, in our pursuit sometimes of quote-unquote trying to do ministry and minister to other people, because God knows there's a great need in our day that people do need ministry. People need to be taught how to stay married, need to be taught how to pay their bills and become good stewards and become financially stable. People need to be taught how to live healthy lives and how to prosper according to 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And that's one thing I love about the Word of God, is that, as you said, you and I, we do the Word. We believe the Word, and we live the Word. Now, some may come and say, I don't see the demonstration and manifestation of what you two are believing and walking in. And guess what? There are so many seeds in the ground. There are so many harvests that's going to overtake our lives, because God has already blessed us with some former seed that we have already planted years past. You better hear the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, give and what? It shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall people give back to you. The Bible says, pay the tithe, windows of heaven will be open, I'll pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. The Bible says, as long as earth remains, seed time and harvest will be here. And those are the principles that we try to abide by. And you talked about putting your flesh under subjection.
Yes.
Not an easy thing to do. If you've had a temper, if you had anger problems, if you had low self-esteem or problems with fear, being sometimes manipulated by other people, a people pleaser. Some of us struggle with that. We try to accommodate and appease. And God is saying, whatever your challenge is, let me be God in your life.
Yes, yes.
And that's what this Christian walk is all about. I told my wife the other day, I said, even with all the results that I do get or don't get that I'm not pleased with, one thing I sure am certain of is the fact that God has touched my life. I mean, that in and of itself, people of God, should get you excited about the God that you serve. You know God has touched you. You know deep down on the inside you have changed and you have come a mighty long way, baby. You know you're not the same. You don't think the same. You don't do the same. You don't act the same. Yes, some of us have a long way to go, but there's no denying that God has anointed you and touched your life in a mighty way. On that alone, build your foundation. Build your life. Build your ministry. Build your family. On that fact alone, that if God be for you, who can come against you?
Yes.
See, Pastor, we miss this thing that God wants us to work on our personal relationship with him, and everything else will be added unto us.
Right.
When you get closer to Jesus, when you draw near to God, when you go to God in prayer, when you're crying and weeping and man can't help you, go into God, he'll strengthen you. Go into God, he'll give you good godly counsel. Going to God, he can heal that body. You take the medication. You've been on prescription drugs. You still have pain in your body. Go to God. He can do it. Not only he can do it, he will do it.
Amen.
Believe and receive the word of the Lord. Many of us are facing impossible situations, but like Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for a miracle.
Amen. Amen.
Greater is coming to you. Your best days are ahead of you. Please hear the Holy Ghost. Your ladder shall be greater. That's why we can't trip on what's not working. When you get blessed, those of us who really want to be a blessing to this world and a blessing to others, God is going to put much in your hand, but be of good courage and wait on the Lord.
Amen, amen. And we're going to take some phone calls. We're only here until 3 o'clock today. If you want to let your voice be heard, you can press 1 and we'll put you on the air. If you have something to add or a question or a comment about what we've already been talking about, just press 1 and we'll take your call. And the call-in number for those in the chat room is 646-652-4832. You know, Pastor Emily, what you were saying was so powerful. Ultimately, the first thing, there's a scripture. I heard somebody talk about this. I was listening at a conference. I believe it was in the book of Revelation. I meant to go and look up this scripture. It says, strengthen what remains. Strengthen that which remains. Strengthen that which remains. And I'm going to have to look that up later. But he was talking about how, you know, we had gotten away from God and we had waxed cold. And it says that the Bible says that the angel said to strengthen that which remains. And sometimes we have to realize what the most important thing is. The most important thing is our relationship with God.
Amen.
The most important thing is our relationship with God. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. God also tells us to love him with all of our heart, our minds, our souls, and our strength, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Last week, God began to speak to me about some things. I was feeling a little bit disgruntled. And God took me to James. He asked me this question. I love the way God talks to me. God asked me this question. He said, what's your problem? What's your problem? And then he took me to the scripture, and James told me to go and look at James chapter 4, where God talks about what causes arguments and fights between you. Is it because you want and you do not have? Is it because you covet and you do not have? Is it because you do not have because you don't ask? And when you do ask, you ask with the wrong motives. And again, I'm paraphrasing. But I'm looking at that thing, and God is like, you know, what? He asked me a couple of questions. You know, why are you disgruntled? What is your problem? What do you want? And why do you want it? You know, and when we begin to think about it, you know, what's it all about? You know, what's life? What is this life all about? Why do we get unhappy in life? What are some of the things that will bring us down? Is it because of some of the stuff that we don't have? Is it because people are not responding to us the way that we want them to respond to us? Is it because we haven't accomplished what we thought we would accomplish? Is it because people don't know our name? We don't have the title, the position, the prestige, the power, the notoriety? Why are you disgruntled? Why are you unhappy? In other words, God is saying to us, and he said to me last week, he was like, you have me, and because you have me, you have everything. So I don't understand what you have to, what you're unhappy about. I don't understand why you're disgruntled. If you have God, you have everything. So there should not be a time when you're not rejoicing. There should not be a time when you're not praising God. But we have got caught up in the hoopla and the hype. And we have gotten caught up into believing that everybody has to know our name, that we have to be on all these different platforms, that we have to have this ideal family with a husband, two kids, or a wife, two kids, a picket fence, a house that's perfect, all of our bills paid, romance in our marriages. And we know that's not life. That's not real life. That's not life. In this world, Jesus said, in this world, you will have problems in this world. Jesus told us. He said, take heart, though, because I have overcome the world. We have to put our perspective back in its proper perspective. We have to put our perspective back into its proper perspective. Put God back where he belongs, to them first.
Pastor, that's so powerful, because who we call us, we want you to start calling in. Just we do have a caller, but press one. That caller, press one. Pastor, what you said is so powerful. Who defines success? Who says we're successful or we're not successful? Who is it that says? I pray you hear the Holy Ghost today. Who says you're successful? Who is it that's defining your success or your failure? And why do we try to live up to a standard that God has never put on us? Caller, we see that hand, and we're going to open up your phone line. Area code 973. I don't know if you – did you want to be on the air?
Yes.
Amen. I think that caller did not want to be on the air, but we want other callers to call in. And, Pastor, that's so powerful that you said that, like bamboozled and hoodwinked.
Yeah.
That if you don't have a six-figure income, if you don't have a certain status in society,
right.
Yes, you don't meet a certain quota. You know, when our president was running the first and second term, he talked about pedigree. You know, so sometimes we don't fit a certain stereotype, and that has nothing to do with anything.
Mm.
If God be for you, if God be for you,
Jesus.
Who can be against you?
Yeah.
Our president didn't blame racism, the color of his skin. He didn't blame the fact that he was a male or female. You know, we can make excuses and give reasons, but ultimately, God is going to bless. He said, whom I bless, no man can curse.
Right, my God. Jesus.
Whom I bless, no man can curse. And in our lifetime, we saw history being made. And in our lifetime, God wants to continue making history, continue doing the miraculous. God wants to continue to do signs, wonders, and miracles in the earth realm.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the earth realm. God wants to do the impossible in and through our lives. Hallelujah. Pastor, it was such a good day for me. I did go to work earlier today, but as I was at work, there was an incident that happened in the city in which I work in. An older man, maybe our age, had a seizure, and he was on the ground, you know, convulsing, and drew a crowd, and then the EMS came, the police came. And as I saw this incident, I just thank God for blessings.
My God.
God reminded me, Pastor, of what matters.
Mm.
He reminded me, son, never take my obvious, never be oblivious to the obvious. And I share that every time I try to minister. I try to remind people that God is always there. God, when people say, where was God and why didn't God stop this or prevent this or that? I'm here to remind you and myself that God is always present.
Yes.
He sits high and looks low. There's nothing that God allows that he was taken by surprise with.
Yes.
God saw some of us that we would be in the debt that we're in. He saw some of us going through the season that we're walking through. He saw some of us being to the place where we're shedding tears and we're weeping and we're being tormented by life. God saw the people that we trusted walking away from us. But God is there for us.
Yeah.
In spite of everything, during that incident, because y'all know he healed our son of seizures. That's part of our testimony that God healed our youngest son of epileptic seizures. And as I saw that incident, God reminded me, Pastor, of what matters. That sometimes when we're going after the thing that the devil sometimes is dangling before us, go after the success at every expense. Don't care who you step on to get there. Don't care what you got to manipulate or what you got to compromise to get it. Doesn't care if you lose your integrity. Just get what will make this world pay attention to you. Just get it. And we see the compromise. We see people losing their integrity. We see people doing any and everything to get, quote unquote, what they see as successful. And God is telling you and I today to humble yourself. And I will exalt you. Will you believe the Bible today? God says if you humble yourself, he will exalt you. God says your gift will make room for you and put you before great men. God says in due season, you will reap a hope. Please hear God. You will reap a harvest. Are you ready to reap? Do you have that reaper in your hand? In the name of Jesus. Call us, we see that hand, and we're going to put you on the air because this is a hot program today. We're preaching to ourselves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 404, you're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. How are you guys doing
God
today?
God bless you, Maria. God bless you.
What's on your heart today? God bless you.
What's on my heart today? I have, my cousin, the one that you were playing for her son in Korea.
Yes.
She is going through a little problem. They found a problem with her pituitary gland, and she's going to go for some testing. Hopefully, it doesn't, the results are not bad. I really want to pray for her. That's what I want to pray for her.
What is her name?
Her name is Seda.
Seda, yeah, you told us before, Seda. So she's
right.
Going for some testing. She's going for some testing for her pituitary gland?
Yes, something's wrong with her muscles, and they found something wrong with her pituitary gland. And it runs in the family, we do have problems with that, and I've had in the past a couple of cousins that have passed away from. But hopefully, everything has been caught on time, and with God's hand and his healing hands, he will, reverse that, any bad results that she may get.
Amen. Amen. Is she saved?
Yes, she is saved. Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, there's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we lift up Seda to you on today, God. She is your daughter, O God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you and we worship you, O God. Hallelujah. For the life of Seda, O God. You said in your word that healing is the children's bread, oh God. And by the stripes of Christ, we believe and declare and decree that she is healed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now. We thank you that she is already covered with the blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you have already changed her DNA, oh God. And even as this pituitary problem has run in her family, God, we thank you right now, Father God, that it's been cut off at the roots from the moment that she received you as our Lord and Savior, Lord. So we thank you for divine manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against Satan can prosper, oh God. Lord, we send your divine anointing to her. We lay hands on her in the spirit realm right now. Right now, we lay hands on Satan in the spirit realm. We touch her body. We touch her throat area, her brain, her mind. Let the pituitary gland communicate with the brain cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Everything that is touched, every muscle, oh God, every limb, oh God, every vein, every cell, oh God, every bit of tissue in her body, oh God, we call it into divine order, oh God. Lord, you created these bodies, and we thank you that you are still the master controller, oh God, over every function, oh God. So, Lord, right now we command every cell, every gland, every organ in Satan's body, oh God, to fall into divine order right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare total healing. Lord, we thank you. You said if we come two or more, Father God, gathered in your name, you will be in our presence. In the mouths of two or three witnesses, every word is established, oh God. And as your word says, by the stripes of Christ, she is healed, oh God. And you said as we pray, believing, Father God, that we receive, that we shall have what we ask for, oh God. So right now, Father God, we are touching and agreeing, asking, Father God, for divine manifestation of healing. Even as she goes for the test, oh God, even as Satan goes for the test, oh God, you've given her many praise reports, and we just thank you for yet another praise report, God. Even as she goes for these tests, God, that you would give her a positive report, God, and a positive prognosis, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance for divine healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up Maria to you right now, God. We thank you for my sister Maria, Father God, calling and standing in the gap. You said in your word that you were looking for one who would stand in the gap, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for sister Maria standing in the gap for her family, Father God, calling in for Seda, calling in, Father God, for different members of her family. We ask, Father, that you would touch Maria, that you would continue to bless her, that you would bless her business, that you would bless her family, bless her husband, bless her marriage. Lord, we ask that you will let your will be done, God. We thank you for clarity, for giving Sister Maria clarity. God is just clearing up some things with you, Maria. I just see God removing some cloudy areas, some areas that have not been clear for you. I just see God beginning to make things clear. I just see clarity coming in. It's like almost like you go to the doctors and things are a little bit blurry, but then as he begins to put the glass, I said, how is it now? Is it better now or before? And I see God beginning to clear things up for you. I just see things beginning to be cleared up, and you're seeing things with more clarity, and even things where the devil has through in the spirit of confusion. There were some areas that the devil tried to confuse you in, and God says that he's giving you a sound mind. He says he's even bringing into manifestation clarity. I just see clarity. It's crystal clear. Things are becoming crystal clear for you, and God saying he's giving you new strength. I just see God giving you new strength. You're like a warrior woman. I see you're like Wonder Woman. You know, it's like Wonder Woman, and you have your sword lifted. You have the sword lifted, the sword representing the word of God. And
thank
I see you,
Lord. You
holding
thank
up the sword. Amen. I see you standing,
thank
and you're standing in the power
you,
of the might of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just
thank
see
you
standing.
Hallelujah.
I just see you standing. My God. And you're
thank
like
you,
unshakable.
Thank
that
you.
Chick. He's giving you unshakable faith. There's unshakable
you,
faith. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
And God
hallelujah.
Is doing some
thank
new
you.
Things. But I don't see, I see you standing as Wonder Woman, but I don't see a W on your chest. I see a big G for God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You're standing in the
hallelujah.
Power of the might of God. Hallelujah. And you're standing,
thank
you have on the full armor, and you're equipped, and you're ready. And God is just
yes,
saying, you just stay ready. Just stay ready, because things are shifting.
Yes.
There's a shift.
Yes,
things are shifting for you. They're shifting.
Yes,
they're shifting
you.
This position. Things are shifting. God has heard your prayers, and he's answering your prayers. But don't,
you,
God is saying, don't expect me to answer them the way you want them.
Yes,
answer.
Lord,
let me,
yes.
Let my will be done. I'm here,
yes,
God
Lord,
says, let
thank
my
you.
Will be done. Let my will be done. So, Father, we thank you for Sister Maria, for her calling in. We thank you for the word over her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. God, continue to work your will in her life. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings that are before her. In Jesus' name
thank
we pray.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Continue to listen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We thank God for Sister Maria. Area code, amen. Thank you, Jesus. 908. We see that hand. God bless you. 908.
Hallelujah. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah. Please be patient with me.
All right.
God is not through with me yet. When God is through with me, then I come through with gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
be to God. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me. When God has been through with me, he will continue to come gold with pure gold. Hallelujah. Glory be to Yahweh God. I know
hallelujah.
I can't sing. But as the two of you are moving forth in the spirit, that lyrics is dropped in my spirit. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But when God gets through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could sing today because I could just hear those lyrics, you know, loud in my spirit. But I wish I could sing. God, I wish I had a chorus today. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Ooh, glory. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when God gets through with me, hallelujah. But when God gets through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah,
I tell you, this is
yeah,
the broadcast
yeah,
today. Like you said, Pastor Anthony is so powerful. Lord, I thank you for the great man and woman of God on today. Just awesome broadcast on today. Thank you, Father Yahweh God. Absolutely. I've been listening to you since you got started on today. So just be encouraged on today. You know we do make mistakes. We're not perfect men, but only God. Amen.
Yes,
only God,
yes.
As I was
amen.
Listening to you,
amen.
Pastor Rebecca Simmons,
amen.
Amen. Please be encouraged, amen. And Pastor Anthony, also be encouraged because God is not through with you yet. It ain't over till God says it's over. You know, the world said it ain't over till the fat lady say, well, listen, it ain't over till God says it's over. And we know that there's no weapons formed against you shall prosper, and we pray the prosperity of God over your life. Every promise of God's prosperity, peace, and protection, may it continue to cover the both of you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. As I thank the Lord God for you still standing strong in the power of his might, amen, to standing strong in his spirit and in the power of his might, and yet still coming boldly, declaring the word of the Father on today, as you have said. I tell you, my spirit is just excited listening in on you today. As I stated, that's basically all I can say today because the lyrics of those songs were just ministering to me as you were speaking. Just be patient with me, amen. All of us go through trials and tribulations and, you know, error at times. But, you know, only God, once God gets finished with us, amen, then we can be able to come through with pure gold. Amen. Glory be to Yahweh God. So please be patient with me till God gets through with me yet. Amen.
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 Amen. You were singing
glory
that song.
Sounds good to us.
You said you were determined to sing that song. You're like me, determined. I'm going. I've been taking singing lessons, you know,
Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen. And it helps. You know, I've learned a few things about pitch and tone and all of that stuff, but I'm determined to sing for the Lord to make that sound. But, you know, he said make a joyful noise. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it sounded great to us. So we just thank God for you calling us and singing that song, singing your song and encouraging us in the Lord, you know. And like you said, we have to always lean not on our ability, but on God's ability, you know, because we know that he, when we fall short, he picks up the slack, you know,
Thank you, Lord.
When we are weak, like Paul said, he is strong, you know, and when we, but we refuse, if we refuse to acknowledge our shortcomings, then God cannot get any glory. See, it's when we, even Paul, if you read the letters that Paul wrote, Paul, throughout the letters, he acknowledges his struggles, his weaknesses, his temptations, but he always brought it back to God. When I'm not able, he is able. When I am weak, he is strong. When I struggle and wrestle against sin, he is able to keep me from sin. You know, so when we take it back and remember that without Jesus, without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing.
Yes,
we
Father.
Can be nothing. Until we realize that and proclaim it out of our mouths, then God cannot get the glory. So, you know, I just thank God for you calling in and just being a testament to that very fact and touching and agreeing with us on today that the anointing can only be released through truth. The anointing can only be released through truth. So we just thank God for you. And you know, the relationship that we have, and, you know, we just continue to pray God's blessings upon you and all that you do for him. You know, let the Lord continue to use you and continue to just lean on the Lord, just lean on his unchanging hand, because he is able. And God does not call us to anything that he does not equip and train us to do.
Lord.
So we just thank God for Jesus, and we just thank God for the honor and privilege of serving.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I tell you, awesome, great men and women of God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Continue to listen. That's Minister Valerie Allen, and we receive her words of encouragement. We need to be encouraged as well. The Bible says, encourage one another, pray for one another, that we might be healed.
Yes.
And when Jesus spent 3.5 years pouring into the 12 disciples, he knew that they would need encouragement. Even up until the last moment when he reappeared and was resurrected, he said, glory be to God, my peace I leave with you. What he was saying was be encouraged. This world going to try to shake your peace. It's going to try to get you to live in fear and doubt. But he reminded them as he was raised from the dead, I felt the Holy Ghost when I said it, when he defeated death, hell, and the grave, and he appeared to his disciples on numerous occasions, he said, peace be still. My peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you. And we need more peace, people of God. And we said it at the outside of the broadcast. And increase and turn up your praise. Turn up your church attendance. Turn up reading your word and the amount of time you pray. Increase your anointing by applying the things of God to your life. And as Minister Valerie said, my wife and I had a conversation earlier, and, you know, a lot of people just leave it, Pastor, as David encouraged himself.
Go ahead.
And you brought that correction. You said, but honey, when you read the text and you really look at it, it says, as they was going to stone David, as their wives and Ziklag was burnt down, and as they cattle and all they work hard for was taken away from the from them by the Amalekites, and they thought about stoning and killing David. The Bible says that David encouraged himself. Don't miss this, church. In the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And it was written that way. It was written that way for you and I. That's why sometimes when you are down and everything is going haywire and just out of control, there's chaos in your life. And the psalmist said, if I can just get to the sanctuary. I told the people of God on Wednesday, my wife and I, when we was at a family reunion, they had a prayer service and a church service in the morning, and we attended that. I said we went to a wedding one time on a Sunday morning. That was a Saturday or Sunday?
It was a Saturday, and we got up there Sunday and went to
church. Okay, we got up the next day. We was in a Pennsylvania, in a city outside of the state of New Jersey, in another state, and we found the local church and went to that church.
Then we went back to the church where they had the wedding.
And then we, I don't know, but we found the church. One of my fraternity brothers got married, and we were somewhere, and we just felt the need to go hear a word.
Yeah.
Totally strange place.
Yeah, right. In Jamaica, we went.
And way across the ocean in Jamaica.
Yeah, on the honeymoon.
They said, yes, it's going to be a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, a lot of honeymooning, but guess what? We have a chapel, and it's going to be somebody there bringing forth the word. And I think we were, what were we the only two? I think we were the only two, along with the priest or the pastor, I don't know what he was, the chaplain. And we found the word way over in Jamaica. And that's what I'm simply saying, that was in us a long time ago, but it's something about encouraging yourself in the Lord. You got to let God be God, because this life is trying to toss us to and fro. When all that hell came against Job, his wife said, curse God and die. Do you still keep your integrity? This is his wife. Job, do you still keep your integrity? All this that God has allowed to happen to your life. And Job said, you sound like a fool. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Shall we take good
blessed
from
be the name of the Lord.
Said, shall we take good from God and not take the bad?
And I just want to clear that up, because God is not putting the evil in
right,
you.
Right, right.
So some people, yeah, sometimes you hear that at a funeral, and God is not the one that tempts us with evil. The Bible says he can't tempt us with
right.
evil. So that's not in God's DNA.
Right.
It's not in his character
right.
to afflict us with
that's
pain and evil and torment. So don't take that scripture out of context. But what it does imply, Pastor, is that God does allow certain things.
Yeah.
There's some things that he can prevent from happening to our lives, but you and I must go through, and those listening to us, you must go through your trials, your tests, because God, as you pass those tests and as you come through those trials, not only is your testimony going to bless somebody else, but God going to give you double for your trouble.
Amen, and that's the bottom line. Even as we come up on the last 5 to 7 minutes of the broadcast on today, we started out here and we're ending up here. That's the bottom line. That in this life, you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to go through some challenges, some trials, some tribulations. Some of it really is going to press you and really try to make you just really lose your salvation almost. Some of it will make you want to cuss, make you want to holler, make you want to throw up your hands in frustration, make you want to quit. It will make you, you know, some of the stuff you go through will make you look at people sideways. It will make you look at people in disdain and distrust and disgust. You know, but you have to always be remembering Jesus. Always remember Jesus. Always keep him. Always keep him on your mind. Always, you know, remember Jesus. Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Always remember Jesus. Keep them on your mind. And Mr. Valley Allen reminded me that I need to start picking up my lessons again. I haven't taken a lesson in about 3 weeks, but, you know, it's just so amazing that when we sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth, sing unto the Lord a new song, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just keep praising God. Keep praising God. And remember, people are watching your life. When you're in the middle of the fire, when you're in the middle of the storm, when you're in the middle of the shipwreck or life wreck or whatever's going on, the train wreck, whatever's going on in your life, remember that there's somebody that's going through worse. And remember that there are believers, and there are unbelievers that are watching your life, and they are watching to see how you're going to handle what you're going through. Do not let the pressure stress you out. Let me say that again. Do not let the pressure of life stress you out. Do not let the pressure of life take you out of your spiritual Christian character. Do not let the pressure of life make you do something that's going to mess up your witness. Don't let the pressure make you say something that's going to mess up your witness. If you feel like cursing, don't curse. If you feel like screaming or shouting at somebody, just don't do it. Just get a grip. Say, get a grip. Get a grip. Amen. Hold on to your witness. Amen. My nephew Al called me this week, and I'm going to give it back to Pastor Anthony. I want to give this testimony. This testimony, my nephew Al is 20 years old. His father's Muslim. His mother is a non-practicing Christian, which means that she loves God, but she doesn't go to church. So they don't go to church. They don't go to church as a family. And Al called me last week and told me that he gave his life to Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I was so happy to hear that. And then he called me up on the phone about 10 o'clock on Wednesday, and he just wanted to talk about Jesus. He told me he's been praying every day. He has been reading his Bible every day. And I said to Al, did you get saved in church? Because I asked my mother about it. And she said, no, he didn't give his life to the Lord in church. He went up for prayer. Maybe he got it confused and thought that he was giving his life to the Lord. So I asked Al, I said, did you get saved in church? He said, no, Auntie. He said, I asked God a couple of weeks ago, I said, God, if you are real, give me a sign.
That was your deal.
He did a Gideon. He said, if you are real, give me a sign. This young man, 20 years old, said, if you are real, give me a sign. Now I was down in Florida. He said, Auntie, the next day I went to work. He said, and as I'm at work, this guy is giving his testimony. And he's saying how last year he had did something wrong. He had committed a crime. He said he was going up for at least 10 years. He said, and he told God, he got down on his knees and he told the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, God, if you're real, he said, have them bring this case down to a year. And he said, if you get it down to a year that they tell me that I have to serve, he said, I will serve you for the rest of my life. He said, the man told him, he said, when I went to court the next week, the judge looked at my paper and then he looked again and he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I've never done it before. You should go up for 10 years, but I'm only going to give you a year. He said, and of that, he said, we're already going to count the time served. He said, and the rest of the time, you just have to do probation. He said, and then God told him, he said, and I serve God, I will serve Jesus for the rest of my life. And then he looked at Al and he said, you know what you should do, man? You should give your life to Jesus. You should give your life to the Lord. And Al told me, he said, that night, Auntie, and when I got home, I got on my knees and I repented. I asked Jesus to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I've been going to church ever since.
Wow.
And I'm telling you,
can
you can play the applause. Pastor's going to put on some applause. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, his mother had contacted me a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and asked me to keep them in my prayers. And we've been praying for them on the prayer line. And I'm telling you, keep praying for those who are not saved in your family. Keep believing God for souls. We're believing for 500,000 plus souls this year collectively. So we keep putting that word out there that your family will be saved, that my family will be saved, your husband, your children, your wife, your relatives, your neighbors, your coworkers. We're believing God that everybody you touch, everybody you talk to will be saved. Amen. It's going to be a domino effect. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Keep praying for Al, that God will keep him. I told him, join the church and get baptized. Keep him in your prayers, that the devil won't try to come and snatch him out of the church. Amen. So God bless you. Know that your testimony makes a difference. You're going through, but you're going to come out of this. Amen. You're coming out, and you're coming out with victory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
as we close out today, it's going to be so powerful. Come to New Creation Church. If you're not going to serve tomorrow, come to our church. I'm preaching at New Creation. Pastor's preaching at an event over in the city of Hillside. She'll be preaching in Hillside tomorrow morning at 10, and I will be ministering at New Creation Church at 11 a.m. Come and worship and praise God with us. Amen. As my wife said, don't do anything that you're going to regret. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Let's bring his name glory through our lives. So we love you in the Lord. Continue to believe God and trust God for everything. For everything.
Yeah.
And allow nothing to take your praise.
My God.
If something supernaturally happens when you praise him.
Yeah.
So that's why David said, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord. He was saying, I will praise the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So as we go down this from this place and never from his presence, go in peace and serve your God.
And as Pastor Emily signs the song, I want to encourage you to join us next week. Prophetess Lalisa J. Williams will be with us. Our topic is Woman Power, Release Your Power. Woman Power, Release Your Power, and that's going to be on next week. This woman has a powerful testimony. She was a prostitute. She's been in jail. Her husband, oh, my God. So I can't even begin to share her testimony. But listen, you don't want to miss next week. Come next week expecting women and men. It's Woman Power, Release Your Power, but men are invited to come as well. Lalisa J. Williams is going to be here. She's the author of several books. She has her own school now. She has her own business. She's a coach, a life coach. So we're excited. And then Dr. Clara Shea will be joining us again, I believe, on the following week. But come expecting on this next couple of weeks. Next week, though, 1 o'clock p.m., invite some women to come and be a part of next week, because next week is going to be powerful. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace. We love you. Amen. Pray for us as we pray for you. Go in peace and serve our God.